It's 14 past 10, and Jeff Miller joining me now from Moolumbah. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Now, have you had, well, I was going to say, have you had much rain? Have you still got the brolly up there?
Mate, we had 2 mil in gully rake that went through yesterday afternoon. Prior to that, we had about 70 during the week, but Mr. Holloway, the chief steward, put our track up as a heavy 10 today, but I'd expect that to be upgraded.
Oh, that's good. That's a good positive sign, Jeff. So the weather, has it cleared at the moment?
The weather is fine. Yeah, there's not a cloud in the sky.
Good.
A lovely sunny day here in Moolumbah.
Well, that augurs well for you.
We've got excellent grass coverage on the track. I expect a great day's racing.
Where's the rail position today, Jeff?
The rail's normal. We don't have a false rail here.
All right. So just in the normal position, all right. Well, all in all, you're looking forward to a good day's racing, a heavy track, but a good safe one and the possibility of an upgrade.
Very safe track with a great possibility of an upgrade, yes.
Terrific.
Only small fields, but that's to be expected, I suppose, at this time of the amount of racing going around.
Yeah.
But we're very fortunate here at Moolumbah today to have a meeting on.
Yeah, too right. Well, good luck today, Jeff. Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much for your time.
Jeff Miller at Moolumbah, and also Moolumbah's Gary Cleasy. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. How are you, mate?
Good positive news. A heavy 10, but safe and possibly even upgrade through the day.
Yeah, plenty of grass on it, Sean, and they're not big fields right through the day, so it'll hold up. I'd say by the end of the last year, she'll really start to cut out. But like Jeff said, we've got a meeting. We've been pretty full up at the moment with a lot of racing going on, so we've got those small fields that... there is 8 winners to be found out of the meeting, Sean.
All right, now the first, and it's a 2-year-old, number one, Hickson, is $3.70, 2 Atomic Bomb, $3.80, 3 Hay 8, 17, 4's out, 5 Ruella, 7.50, 6 Virginia Dream, $2, and 7 out. Favourite of 2 even, number 6 Virginia Dream.
Yeah, well, the Virginia Dream was $2.40 into $2, so there's a move there. And a good little move, Hickson lady, just into that 3.70 mark, and Atomic Bomb, the newcomer to the Stephen Lee stable, $7 into $3.80, 6125 for me. I'm with Virginia Dream. She's had the two trials. Look, she never had a flash and light on her in the first trial at the Gold Coast. She ran 6-6 there a month ago. And then Toby Edmonds whacked a set of blinkers on her. She was an entirely different filly. She's tracked up 3 and 4 wide at the Sunshine Coast. She ended up running third. She was beaten 2 lengths. I've got no doubt they'd given her a really good squeeze down the running. She could have probably finished a lot closer off that, but I just really liked the trial, the last one. Like I said, she just never had that flashing light on the trials, but obviously the blinkers had worked a lot better with her. One Hickson, well, he's only had the one trial. He had a trial at the Gold Coast going a month ago over 900 metres. He ran second in that trial. He did everything right. He parked just off the speed. He had a pretty soft time down the running, beaten 2.2 lengths. Another horse, had they given him a squeeze up, he would have finished a lot closer, but he looked a pretty professional at the trials. 2 Atomic Bomb, well, he's only had the one start. He was formerly trained by Gay Woodhouse and Adrian Bott. He went to a Canberra maiden, and it was an open maiden. He was beaten 11 lengths. His trials in Sydney were only so-so, but he does come back to 2-year-old company. He probably comes back to an easier race than what he contested at Canberra, because a couple of winners have already come out of that. And I want to have a look at the 5, Ruella here. She's only had the one go. She went around to Toowoomba in a 2-year-old race, and it was an open 2-year-old back in the 23rd of September. She was beaten 8 lengths in it, and a couple of winners have come out of the race. Now, she hasn't been back to the races, and she draws the one gate here. So she has had that race experience, which is pretty vital for the 2-year-olds. And there's a move for them. I'm just looking now, $13 into $7.50 on tab. So they had specced up. 6-1, 2-5 for me in race one.
Race 2, 1 Bratislava, 230, 2 Grey Stain, 260, 3 Winkler, 15, 4 Anzio, 5, and 5 I'll Miss You, $7. Number 1, Bratislava, the favourite, at $2.30.
Yeah, I'm looking. Bratislava is $2.20 out, just out of that 230 mark. But the horse that come for is the 2 Grey Stain. He's $3.40, 320, 270. He's now into 260, and Anzio, the 4, is $4.40 out to $5. But best back runner is 2 Grey Stain. 3.40, 2.60, and I'm with him. I'm in his corner, 2.14 and 3. Look, he's had 2 runs back. He's not an 1,100-metre horse, and he did a very, very good job to win it at Toowoomba. He just He ripped home hard, particularly the last 150 metres. Then he went to Newman on a Saturday in a no metropolitan win race, beaten 5.2 lengths. He's a winner from 1400 to 1800. This is 1530. And I think the beauty about him, he has won on heavy ground, where Bratislava hasn't won on wet ground. It's been placed on wet ground. So I'm just with him, Greystone. I thought his first up win was good, and I thought he went to a tough race in a no metro on a Saturday at Doomben. Bratislava obviously is the danger, gets the claim for Emily Atkinson. I mean, the more you look through him, he is a Doomben winner going back 3 runs ago. He ran fourth at Doomben in a handicap, beating 2.2. And then he went to Eagle Farm on a Saturday behind Get Stuck In, beaten 5.4. So he's, look, the form around him's good. Well, like I said, he's never won on wet ground in the past. For Enzio, look, he's been around the mark. He can get through rain-affected ground. He's very fit. He draws good. He's on his home track. And Tree Winkler, I don't know what's wrong with him. He's had 3 runs back. He hasn't shown up. He runs second in the graft and cut behind first crush last preparation. And he's 1-for-1 at this track here, and he can handle rain-affected ground. But I would have liked to see him do a little bit more than what he's done at these 3 runs this time in. 2, 1, 4, and 3 in race 2, Sean.
Third event, class 2 now. 1, Ajani, $4. 2, Sanglia, $2.30. 3, The Danger, 5, 4 out. 5, Wake Up Sailor, $4.80. 6, Madison Point, $6.50. Favourite, $2.30. 2, Sanglia.
Yeah, well, Sanglia is $3.10, $2.30. So you're getting as much as $2.20. Just edges out of that $2.30 mark. Ajani's $5.50 into $4. And this has been the best back runner, Wake Up Sailor. Really late move from the John Gilkey stable. $7, $5, $4.80. So that's been a really, really good shorten up the 5, and the danger is $7 into $5 from the Tony Gollan yard. On with Wake Up Sailor on 5-2-3-1. I just think his last few runs in 65 ratings have been really good. He went around at the Gold Coast. He's back here to a class 2. He's a winner on rain-affected tracks. And he gets the limit weight, and he gets a gate, and he's won from 1,000 to 1,200 metres, and this is 1,100 metres. So it just suits him right down to the ground. Sanglia was good. He's had 2 runs for Matty Dunn. He went to Doomben in a 3-year-old handicap behind Mashani Hustler. He's beaten 5.6 lengths. I know what Mashani Hustler would do to these. And then he went to the Gold Coast, and he had to drop him back to 900 metres coming off that 1,050 metre run. But he wanted to get going the last 150 metres. He started to attack the line. So he gets to the 1,100 metres, and Matty Dunn's apprentice, Emily Atkinson, goes aboard, and she pulls the 4 kilos off with 57.5. So he's not badly in. Through the danger, look, I've got no knocks on him. He resumes. He had good form last preparation. He's given him 1 trial, Tony Gollan. He hasn't had a flash and light on him in the trial. He wasn't probably asked to do a lot either, but he has been placed 3 times on heavy ground. So we know he can get through it without winning. And Ajani, look, the toppy, he's got the big weight of 60.5 now with a claim for Leah Kilner. He's just been a little bit disappointing his last two at Eagle Farm and the Gold Coast. Prior to that, he was placed here and placed twice at the Gold Coast prior to that. But he's just been a little bit ordinary his last couple. He has got the big weight, and he is on his own track, and he has been placed on wet ground. But I'm with Wake Up Sailor. I think he's well placed. 5-2-3-1 in race 3.
Now, the fourth is a maiden, and 1, Basendi, $6, 2 is out. Number 3, Madiara, 2 even. 4, Merlin Cradle, 7, 5 out. 6, Sashon, 370, 7 out. 8, Kafka, 650, and 9 out. 2 even favourite, 3, Madiara.
Yeah, well, Madiara was 260 this morning. She's $2 now. So there's firm up there, and there's a firm up just like Sashon from the Dunyard, $4.40 into $3.70. And Basendi has trialled really good, $8 into $6. And Kafka is $8 into $6.50. Madiara is support, and Sashon support from the Dunyard. So, look, I'm 6-3-1-8, and there's probably not much between them. Madiara and Sashon went around in the same race at Ballina. Madiara has had 3 starts and been placed all at 3, and Sashon has only had the 2 starts and had no luck on debut and run 3rd. Now, Friends of Wren won the race. Friends of Wren went to Grafton on Sunday on Championship Day and got the money. So they're coming out of good form races. I'm just with Sashon. I thought she had more improvement in the yard. In running, she had improvement with her. And the last little bit when she woke up what she was doing, she really started to attack the line. There's a couple of pluses with her, that she does all the work here at Wollumbar. So she knows the track inside and out. And 1,200 metres will definitely suit her better than the 1,005. No knocks with Madiara. I mean, she run second at Kilcoyne and run into a good one. She run third at Wollumbar, Lismore, and run into Ashman. and then she ran second the other day and had to work off the 11 gate. She'll get a good day, run today, and she just got to go up to that solid 1,200 metres where I reckon Sher Shine will suit her a lot better. But Cindy, the top weight, trialled up really good. Never off the bridle in a trial, beaten 0.5 of the length. Wakata won the trial, and Wakata went and just got beat on Championship Day on Sunday at Grafton in a really good race. So he is coming out of a pretty good trial. And Helen Page has got him. I thought there was a little bit of improvement in him last start at the Gold Coast. Helen's only had him for the two runs, and he didn't do any first run, but he's a little bit better the other day, and he has been placed 2 out of 15, but he's in a good yard. I'm just with Sher Shine. I reckon she can improve off that last run at Ballina, 6-3-1-8 in race 4.
Now, the fifth one is out, 2 Cooker Gen 650, 3 Cosmos, $7, $8, 4 Sanders Assign, $2.25, 5 Ilya, $10, 6 is out, 7 Aqua Jewel, 9, 8 only around, he's a late scratching, 9 Nakanai, 10 and 10 Lady Salerno, $3.90, favourite $2.25, 4 Sanders Assign.
I'm with her. And she's been well back too. $4.40, $2.60. Got out the $2.80. They've had another crack at her from that $2.80 into $2.60, $2.30, $2.25 now. So they've had a couple of moves on this man. Lady Salerno, the 10, he's $5.50 into $3.90. And Crooked Gent loves it here. He's $11 into $6.50. And Cosmo 7, probably the best wet tracker and hasn't done a lot first up. $11 into $8, $4.2.10.5 for me. Just send a sign. Loves rain-affected ground. Last two runs have been in 65. Last three runs have been in 65 rating. She gets back into a 58 rating. Gets a claim for Leah Kilner, 1.5 off. Brings her into the 56.5. So she's 2.5 kilos over the limit. Coming off 65 ratings back to a 55 rating and draws a gate and loves rain-affected ground. Too Crooked Gent, he just loves it here. He's had 3 goes here, 2 wins, 1 placing. I know he's got the big weight of 61. He can handle rain-affected ground, but I think you'll see a different horse on this track here today. 10's in the mix, Lady Salerno. There's not a lot of her, only a little tiny light frame mare. That little lightweight of 54 and that one gate helps her out. She ran second at Coffs 3 runs ago and coming off a second at Teamwork behind Moena Marie, and they haven't run her for nearly 7 weeks, which wouldn't have hurt her. And I give 5 Ilya a chance. She could even lead here with a claim for a liver, a pickering, and roll along. She's a little mare that can handle rain-affected ground, and she's a 2 times winner over 1,200 metres, and she was wide the trip the other day at Coffs Harbour from a sticky gate. So they may push forward with her today and take up the lead, and just might take a bit of running down. 4, 2, 10, and 5 in race 5.
Race 6 now, 1, 2, 3 out. 4, the Yellow Queen, $3. 5, Epic Girl, $2.25. 6, My Unicorn, $3.70. 7, Our Net Bank, $14. 8 out. 9 is a Diva, $10. $2.25 favourite. 5, Epic Girl.
Well, they bet $10, but I mean, that market's reflected because of those scratchings this morning. But like you said, she's $10 into $2.25. And the Yellow Queen, $7 into $3. And My Unicorn, he's a go. John Smurden's opened up again. He's had 2 cracks the last week. He got the money at Coffs Harbour with one they backed, and he got one at Ballina on Saturday. So the stable's in form. He's $10 into $3, My Unicorn, the mare, the former Victorian there. I'm 5, 6, 4, and 9, and I'm just with Epic Girl. Loved her run at the Sunny Coast. She just wired the trip, and things never went right for her. She chipped away late. She got held up a couple of times. She was beaten 5.7, but there's no risk she should have finished a lot closer, and 2 winners have already come out of the race. The big danger is 6 My Unicorn from the John Smurden yard. Look, she had no luck when he produced the first up of the Sunny Coast. She had 11 gate and was and wide. And then he took her back to the Gold Coast. And he had to come back from a 1,000 back to 900 metres. She chipped away late. She was beaten about 6.4 lengths. But if you look at her form in Victoria, she went to Warrnambool on a heavy 10, and she was beaten 0.4 of a length and 5 winners come out of it. She went to Morfordville on a real heavy track, and she was beaten 2.2 and 8 winners come out of it. That was last preparation. So obviously she can get through it. For the Ulay Queen, looks the leader. Looks like to take up the lead from the one gate. Just a little bit of a question mark on a solid 1,100 metres. Now give Izadiva a chance to 9. Matt Dunn said it. She didn't show up first up at Lismore, but I thought she was a little bit better at Ipswich the other day, beating 1.2, and that lightweight and that good gate will help her out, but pretty keen on the 5, 5, 6, 4, and 9 in race 6, Sean.
7th event, a maiden, 1 Delius, $6.50, 2 out, 3 Daunting Warrior, $5, 4 Kidlat, $6.50, 5 out, 6 Maestro, $6.50, 7 Ramrod, $16, 8 Sir Huston, $3.50, 9 Del Vega, $3.60, 10, 11 out. 8 Sir Huston, 350. Narrowly over 9 Del Vega at 360.
Well, there's not much between them. You're right there, Sean. He's $5 into $3.50, Sir Huston. And Della Vega is $5 into $3.60. And then you got Dawning Warrior, $13 into $5. So there's been a move there. Little move for the Toffee Delius. So Sir Huston and Della Vega are both coming out of the same race. I'm 9.84 and 1. I'm with Della Vega now. She was only having her third run back when she went around 10 days ago at the Gold Coast. She ran second behind Super Kid, beaten 0.5 a length. So, and she only had a few runs last prep. He does that Brucey Hill. He gives them time and brings them back. That was the first go at 1,300 metres. So I thought her run was good. Sir Huston finished behind her. I thought he had every conceivable chance to probably go past her down the running, where she gave herself a good kick. But he draws a little bit softer today. Paul Kidlap's a nice horse. He's lightly raced. Daniel Bowen's got him. He ran third at Bellner beyond Dash for Van, and prior to that, he finished behind Wagila. And then Daniel stepped him up to 1,800 metres at the Gold Coast 10 days ago. He just might not quite run the trip out, but just brings him back here to 1,530. But he's a really nice horse. And I'll give the top of your chance, Delius. He's been a little bit plain his last year. A little bit of giving the ground might help him out. 9.84 and 1 in race 7.
All right, the final event today is the benchmark 58, 1 out, 2 Howick, 480, number 3 into Missimi, 4 even, 4 Accountant, 750, 5 Shannara 11, 6 Ira 950, 7 Jura 26, 8 Cedar Rapids, 480, 9 out, 10 Jacinta, 460, 11 Annihilation, 19. 4 even favourite, number 3 into Missimi.
Yeah, this is a trick race, and there's a really trick race. Into Missimi is $5, $4. Jessine at the bottom weights had really good support late. Johnny Walk out of Doomben, $10 into $4.60. And Howick is $5.480. It's a little short and up. And Cedar Rapids is $7 into $4.80. Trick race. I'm with Cedar Rapids here, Barry Ballin. He's only got the one runner here today, 8, 2, 3, and 10. Look, his winning strike rate's not the best. I'll put it to you that way. His wet form's there. The lightweight's there for him. And this track will be really chewing up after... after seven horses or seven races have gone over it. So I'm just going to bank at him that he'll get through it. But like I said, his winning record's not the best. To Howick, she was good first up at Ipswich. She was only beaten 1.5 and just forget her at Doomben. She blew the start at 10 and she was beaten 15.3. She had to go back and trial and she did everything right in the trial. She is that type of mare that can be a little bit funny in the gates. So if she begins here, she's a player. Intermissimi. We saw her on debut at Grafton. She was only beaten 2 lengths behind Flying Prince. She came from a long way back to get the job done at a second start in a race of the Sunshine Coast. Not easy to do. She's going to a 58 rating and hitting a real heavy track. But she's in a good yard and she's a Bradbury luck. Normally they do get through it. And I've got 10 Jessina coming off that run at Doomben last start. She's certainly a player and the money has come for her on tab from that $10 into $4.60. 8, 2, 3 and 10 for me in the last, Sean.
Can you find a good thing for Scary?
Oh, I like race 2, number 2, Grace Dane. I think he's well placed and he's $2.80. I think he's really good value. And race 5, number 4, Send Us a Sign. Really taken with her run, particularly 2 runs ago at the Gold Coast. And she's back to a 58 rating here. So race 2, 2. Race 5, 4, Send Us a Sign. Quaddy numbers 4, 2, and 10 in the first leg. 5, 6, and 4, second leg. 9.84 third leg and 8.23 and 10 in that last leg, Sean. But sun's beaming down, plenty of grass on the track, mate, and we've got a couple of good results coming out of the country championships at Grafton the other day, and very good for young Daniel Bowen to get a qualifier getting in there, mate.
Yep, too right it is. Good on you, Gary. We'll hear you with the late mail through the day.
Will do. Thanks, Sean.